Now, the neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the LMIC. Back with Jim in just a moment.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 19th through the 21st at the Bennett Event Center at Oklahoma State Fair Park. More than 350 exhibitors will feature the latest technology for farm and ranch. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Enjoy daily music performances by Rusty Ryerson and test drive and enter to win a new zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Well, cattle producers, Superior Livestock, proud to present Gulf Coast Classic No. 3 from Natchitoches, Louisiana, on Friday, April 20th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 46,000 head will be offered, including 9,700 yearling steers, 5,900 yearling heifers, 8,200 weaned calves, 20,000 calves on cows. For more information, call 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Steady as she goes, so says Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. He's talking about the WASDE numbers of this last week, whether you're talking about the grain side of the ledger or the livestock side.
Well, the adjustments were rather minor. I think to come in line with the prospective plantings report, from a crop perspective, the feedstuff prices were pushed higher as we look at year-to-year declines in acreage, especially of corn. That's important for the livestock sector to reflect that we are getting some higher feedstuff costs. And then on the meat market side, the adjustments were rather minor, less than 1%. So some people have tried to make news out of that, but those were really in line with expectations. I think that a bit of the key to the report from a broad picture livestock perspective were the trade numbers from USDA. We've had a lot of geopolitical concern and with tariffs, et cetera. And USDA actually made very small changes. And even in the beef complex, we've been concerned about tariffs, especially on pork to China. And USDA lowered the expectations by about 25 million pounds on their forecast for this, the balance of this calendar year, pork exports to China. But they also raised exports to some other countries. So that's kind of good news that the whole geopolitical and the tariffs and all that scenario, at least at this point in time, is causing rather minor changes in forecasts to U.S. pork and beef exports.
That's fairly positive, given the fact that we do have bigger supplies of beef and pork going through the pipeline. One trend that Jim Robb likes, current slaughter weights for both steers and heifers.
Those weights, we've been concerned a little bit in the industry about, are we backing up cattle in the feed yards? And if we look at the reported USDA latest dressed weights, that's clearly not the case. Weights are running above a year ago. For example, in the latest data, steer dressed weights were 10 pounds above last year. But last year, we were pulling cattle ahead very aggressively. So these weights are still declining seasonally. We haven't really seen an anomaly in terms of weights spiking higher or not continuing their normal seasonal decline at this time of year. So that implies that we're in pretty good shape. We've not slowed down marketing rates enough that it's had a obvious negative impact. Again, these weights are running above last year, but that's the normal trend, and they're continuing to decline at this time of year, which they're supposed to do, and they are doing, which alleviates some of the concern in that arena.
Top hired hand of the Livestock Market Information Center, Jim Robb. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Express Ranch's annual grass time sale coming Saturday, April 21st, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. You can also view it via SuperiorClickToBid.com and on the Cowboy Channel with Superior Livestock. 168 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, over 100 registered Angus heifers and more. Call them for details, 405-350-0044, or go to the website to download a sale book, videos, and more, ExpressRanches.com. Express Ranch's annual grass time sale, Saturday, April 21st. And that's our Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.